Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History, as well as a few other Tudor history books. Okay, where am I taking you today? Well, I'm taking you to the reign of King Henry VII, who was, of course, founder of the Tudor dynasty, the first king of the Tudor monarchs. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 20th of September 1486, Elizabeth of York, wife of King Henry VII, and a woman who was also daughter of the late King Edward IV, gave birth to a baby boy at St. Swithin's Priory in Winchester at just afore 1 o'clock after midnight. The little boy was baptised when he was 4 days old at Winchester Cathedral and was named Arthur after the legendary King Arthur. Elizabeth of York had travelled to Winchester to give birth because the city was believed to have been the capital of King Arthur's Camelot and the site of his castle. Her husband, the king, believed that his firstborn son would be a hero like his namesake, the legendary King Arthur, and that his reign would bring about a golden age in England. News of Prince Arthur's birth was celebrated with bonfires in the streets and the singing of the Te Deum at Winchester Cathedral. The birth of a living, healthy prince and heir to the throne, just a year and a month into the Tudor dynasty, was indeed worth celebrating. The royal nursery was managed by Elizabeth Lady Darcy, and little Arthur was given a wet nurse, a lady named Caroline Gibbons. Two royal rockers were also appointed to rock the baby prince's cradle, and two men, John Alcock, Bishop of Worcester, and Peter Courtenay, Bishop of Exeter, advised the king on Arthur's upbringing. On the 29th of November 1489, Arthur was made a Knight of the Bath, and on the 30th of November was created Prince of Wales. On that same day, his baby sister, who'd been born the night before, was baptised and named Margaret after her grandmother and godmother, Lady Margaret Beaufort. Arthur's brother, the future King Henry VIII, was born on the 28th of June 1491, and his sister Mary was born on the 18th of March 1496. Three other siblings, Elizabeth, Edmund and Catherine, did not survive childhood, with Catherine dying on the day of her birth. Arthur was educated by scholar John Reed, French poet Bernard André, and later Thomas Lineker, the English humanist and physician. In 1492, Arthur was sent to Ludlow Castle in the Welsh Marches to begin his education as the future king. Historian David Starkey writes of Arthur's driven, solitary childhood and how the result was a model prince who displayed the exaggerated sense of responsibility of the eldest child. He was also intellectually precocious and had a rather stiff public manner. Marriage negotiations for Arthur began when he was aged two, when he was contracted to marry Catherine of Aragon, the daughter of Ferdinand II of Aragon and Isabella of Castile, in the 1489 Treaty of Medina del Campo. 12 years later, in the autumn of 1501, Catherine landed in England and the couple married on Sunday the 14th of November 1501 at St Paul's Cathedral. Just before Christmas 1501, the couple left the royal court at Richmond to travel to Ludlow, stopping to celebrate Christmas at Woodstock in Oxfordshire. The plan was for Arthur and Catherine to get experience in government by governing the Welsh Marches. But things were not to be. On the 2nd of April 1502, Arthur died. It is not known what exactly killed him, but theories include sweating sickness and consumption, tuberculosis. Catherine also became ill at the time, but recovered. Arthur's resting place and memorial, Prince Arthur's Chantry, can still be seen today at Worcester Cathedral. Instead of a second King Arthur setting up a new Camelot and heralding in a golden age, the throne, of course, passed from Arthur's father, Henry VII, to Arthur's younger brother, who became King Henry VIII. and it is Elizabeth I, Henry VIII's second daughter, who is known for her golden age. Arthur's widow Catherine went on to marry his younger brother Henry and tried her utmost to provide him with a much-needed Tudor male heir. She succeeded in giving him a living daughter, Mary, the future Mary I, but it wasn't enough, and Henry got her marriage annulled so that he could marry Anne Boleyn. Catherine ended her days in the remote Kimbolton Castle, where she was forbidden to see her beloved daughter Mary, and she died there in January 1536. Catherine was laid to rest at Peterborough Abbey, now Peterborough Cathedral, as the Dowager Princess of Wales, not Queen, on the 29th of January 1536. I always wonder how different her life would have been if Arthur had survived. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.